During the week, the news broke that a Donegal man has signed with the biggest mixed martial arts promotion in the world. That's the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Burtonport native Joseph Duffy is certainly a man on the up, and exciting times ahead. I'm delighted to say he joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Joseph.
How's it going, Chris? Thanks for having me.
We are very welcome. Well, these are exciting times. Now, let's just give people a little bit of an idea of the background to bring us right up to speed. Sort of the last 2 years, you've done a lot of training, a lot of things have happened. How have we got to today's stage that you're signing with a really big promotion?
I started when I was young. I started martial arts when I was young, from the age of five. And, you know, I'd done various different martial arts, and then I just kind of ended up in mixed martial arts. When I was 16, I had my first amateur, and I think as soon as I turned 19, then I switched over to pro.
Right. And the whole area of martial arts, a huge growth in interest and a lot more television coverage, Cage Warriors Fighting Championship. Many people have seen it now on satellite channels, and it's getting through to mainstream as well. So you're in the sport very much at the right time.
Without a doubt. You know, it's really blown up this last couple of years with the rise of Conor McGregor and a few of the other Irish MMA stars. So, you know, it's the perfect time to break through.
Now, tell us a little bit about what's in store for the next few months. You've signed a deal that's going to guarantee you a certain number of fights.
Yeah, that's it. I signed a five-fight deal with the UFC, so just waiting on a date now and an opponent, and once I get that date now, I can start my preparation for the next fight.
So at this stage, any indications of who you'll be up against?
No, I haven't got a notion at the minute, or a whereabouts to where it's going to be. So, you know, at the minute I'm just training hard and, you know, sitting tight, you know, waiting for a word.
Right. So explain to us and the listeners, for those people who aren't too acquainted with the sport, I mean, the whole Ultimate Fighting Championship, how it differs from mainstream sort of martial arts and the whole ring and how it works and the scoring.
Yeah, that's it. So mixed martial arts is held in an octagon shape cage, if you like to call it that, you know, but that's used for the safety of the fighters. Obviously, it's got a mixture of all the different martial arts, you know, wrestling, boxing, jiu-jitsu, and kickboxing. So it's a blend of it all, really. You know, scoring-wise, they tend to look for, you know, someone who's controlling the fight a bit more and holding the octagon, and someone who's a bit more aggressive, looking for the win.
Yeah. And the actual scoring process, how does that work? Are there judges there at the side?
Yeah, there'll be three judges to every fight, and then the referee in the centre as well, you know, who's controlling the action. So, you know, if the fight goes the distance, then it's scored and the judges. Similar way to boxing, really.
And in terms of the distance, I mean, typically how many, what length is the round and how many rounds do you have?
As I say, you have 3 5-minute rounds for a typical fight, and then any title fights or any headlining fights is 5 5-minute rounds.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole sport is growing. It's not just Ireland and the UK, right across Europe. And I think one of your most recent outings was against a Frenchman.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, the last couple has been both French guys, and you know, it really seems to have blown up across Europe, and the, you know, the standards going through the roof.
And from a spectator's point of view, I mean, it's non-stop action.
That's it. I think that's why it's probably one of the fastest growing sports in the world, just because the unpredictability of it all, really. You know, boxing, you tend to see the better man controlling the fight, but with the small gloves, now and again, you can see big upsets.
Now, like all sports, of course, Joseph, I mean, there's tactics there as well as skill and strength. And so in a fight, I mean, you're keeping an eye on your opponent, and you're sussing him out all the time and looking for the weaknesses and knowing when to make your moves.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. You know, everyone in this day and age is pretty well-rounded, so, you know, it comes down to the smallest details. So you're looking for them small mistakes, and you're looking to take advantage of them.
Now, in terms of the different weight divisions, I'm right in saying I think you're at lightweight?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And is that the weight that you're most likely to stay at, or are you likely to go up or down?
No, I'm going to stay at lightweight. Yeah, there was a little bit of speculation because Conor's fighting at a lower weight, but to be honest, I would never make that weight. I'm quite tall for a lightweight anyway, so, you know, lightweight's where I'm going to stay.
And where exactly are you based at the moment, and is that going to be your long-term base, or for the foreseeable future anyway?
At the minute, I'm based in London. I'm just off Holloway Road there. And at the minute, I'm looking at a few different gyms across the water for you know, to do my camps and my fight preparation. So, you know, the next few weeks should all be sorted, and I'll have an idea where I'm off to.
And in terms of your typical week, like what ahead and the training regime, give us a brief idea of what will be involved. Let's just say in the next couple of weeks.
Next couple of weeks, at the minute, I'm just getting, you know, getting fit and training as normal. So just trying to improve in all areas, really, whether it be jiu-jitsu or, you know, working my boxing a little bit, or just you know, working on my wrestling. So I'm training twice a day, pretty much 6 days a week, and that's how it'll continue now for the next couple of weeks. And hopefully once I get word, I'll step up the pace a little bit more and concentrate a bit more specifically on my opponent.
Yeah. And in terms of coaches and mentors and those around you, how big of a team have you got backing you?
I've got a massive team. You know, all the way from my management team, Graham Boylan, who I was lucky enough to give me this deal. I've got, you know, a mixture of maybe 10 coaches. You know, so I'm really lucky. I'm working with some world-class coaches.
And in terms of the other fighters, are there several of you training together all at the one time?
Sometimes, you know, some of the coaches I work with one-on-one, and then, you know, a lot of the sparring sessions and wrestling sessions, there's a lot of fighters working at once. You know, you could have 20 or 30 people on the mat at once.
And as we go ahead, I mean, we're going to see you on the television screens more and more, hopefully, and you're going to go from strength to strength, we hope. Your recent record, I think, is it, what, it's 11 wins out of 12, something like that?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, no, 12-1, sorry.
12-1.
12-1, yeah, that's it. So, you know, up till now, it's going all right, so touch wood, it keeps going that way.
Yeah, and I think you're age 26 now, so in terms of sort of peaking in, and the next few years are really going to be the big ones.
Without a doubt. You know, I'm in my prime now, so fingers crossed that, you know, I start well and hopefully it'll continue for a couple of years.
And I suppose, you know, you've had a lot of support from home and people, you said there, you know, you started off maybe 5-6 years old, and I suppose who could have thought that you would have gone so far, and you'll be an inspiration to many more to get involved in the sport.
Yeah, I would like to hope so. You know, especially with Irish MMA on the rise, this is the time where all the youngsters who's 5 and 6 will be, you know, be watching the fights, and hopefully they'll start taking up martial arts, and it'll bring through a whole new wave of talent.
And outside of the sport, do you do much else? I mean, does it take up pretty much most of the day?
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm working at the same time. I'm doing a bit of personal training in the gym as well, teaching ones how to box and different things and just to get fit. So it takes up the majority of my time, without a doubt. And then, you know, the rest of the time, if I can get back, my family's living in Wales at the moment, so if I can get back to see the family, you know, I try to do that as regular as possible.
Great. And in terms of this deal, had it been in the pipeline for a while? Had you been working towards it yourself, or was it somewhat of a surprise just the way it's actually materialized?
I suppose for anyone who's fighting at this level, UFC is kind of your ultimate goal. That's the top in the world, so that's where you want to be. But I did hear before my last fight, I had a word from the matchmaker of UFC, and you know, we were just sitting tight after the last fight. We were sitting tight to hear back off him, and that's, you know, in the new year it kind of progressed, and we ended up where we are today.
So in conclusion, so much to look forward to, and the first of these fights that are being lined up, I suppose you don't know what venue will be a possibility at this stage?
No, I haven't got a clue at the minute. I don't know whether it's going to be Europe or America, or, you know, it could be anywhere worldwide. So, you know, I'll sit tight and fingers crossed I'll get word now in the next week or so, and, you know, I can start making proper preparations.
Great. Well, listen, we wish you the very best, and many thanks for taking the call today.
Thanks a million for having me.
Thank you. Joseph Duffy there, who during the week signed with the biggest mixed martial arts promotion in the world, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and exciting times ahead, joining us there on the line from London this afternoon.